With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump making plans now for the leaders of Russia and Ukraine to meet face-to-face. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After hosting White House talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky and a contingent of European leaders, the president said he called Russia's Vladimir Putin and began the arrangements for a Putin-Zelensky meeting.
Ultimately, this is a decision that can only be made by President Zelensky and by the people of Ukraine, working also together in agreement with President Putin.
The president also said he would attend a three-way meeting with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders after their one-on-one talks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Oklahoma will require applicants for teaching jobs from California and New York to pass an exam the state's top education official says is designed to safeguard against radical ideology. College basketball player has died in an incident in Utah. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Nebraska Omaha basketball player Dang Mayor has drowned in a Utah reservoir. Harriman police said the 22-year-old Mayor died at Black Ridge Reservoir on Saturday after going underwater about 35 yards from shore. Mayor was a graduate student who joined the Mavericks after playing two seasons for Summit League rival North Dakota. He started 15 games in two seasons and averaged 6.3 points and 4 rebounds as a senior. Mayor's body was recovered from the reservoir by authorities. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Swiss watchmaker Swatch apologizing for a campaign that has upset consumers. Swiss public broadcaster SRF says an image for the Swatch Essentials collection showed an Asian male model pulling the edges of his eyelids upward and backwards. This is SRN News. A call for American leadership.
Religious freedom is in decline almost everywhere in the world that you look, and Miles Windsor says the U.S. needs to do something about it. He's with the Religious Freedom Institute, and in a Newsweek op-ed, he says, quote, there are both humanitarian and deeply strategic reasons for prioritizing international religious freedom and foreign policy. Where such freedoms are safeguarded, democracy is more robust, conflicts are less likely, and the prospect of trade opportunities abound. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslims using a sexual violence against Christians and other religious minorities in Africa. UN peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic documenting cases of sexual assault, sexual slavery, and forced marriage affecting hundreds of women and young girls. In eastern Congo, UN reports nearly 800 cases last year. This is SRN News. Bolivia's presidential election is headed for a runoff vote without the governing left-wing socialists who've been in power for 20 years.
The current frontrunner is a man called Samuel Doria Medina. He is one of the country's wealthiest businessmen. He's known for building the country's tallest skyscraper and for bringing Burger King to Bolivia. He is a center-right candidate who is pledging to cut subsidies to try and reduce government spending and also cut taxes for businesses, try and boost investment in the country while also maintaining some social spending on things like poverty reduction programs.
BBC's Ione Wells reporting. In Pakistan, search teams combing through remote areas for bodies swept away by weekend flash floods. The death toll, 277. One senior official says it's just a terrible situation. More details at srnnews.com.